All right, and I'm gonna just do audio on my phone as well because I'm like paranoid that it's gonna get lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Radha. Thank you for joining us for our student stories discussion on oil drilling. We are part of CalPERG working on the End Oil Drilling campaign, where we're advocating to end oil drilling in California. This is an important issue to raise awareness about because we know that the process of oil drilling can cause damages to the surrounding environment, threaten water quality, and affects human health as well. These sites are often located near residential neighborhoods and their community resources. And we often don't think that these issues impact us directly, but they do, and it's important to shed light on that. So we wanted to ask you some questions about your experiences, why you care about this issue, and how it has affected you and your community. So I wanted to start with an introduction. If you could please introduce yourself with your name, what you're studying, and why.
Yeah, hi, my name is Radha, and I'm switching majors to sociology. And I decided to choose this major because I wanted to combat major issues that are occurring in our society. I also want society.
Yeah, that's really great. So you've mentioned that you live near an oil drilling site. So where is it located?
Yeah, I live near an oil drilling site that is about 2 miles away from where I live, and it's in Santa Fe Springs. And the housing community there is also built on top of a previously known oil drilling site.
Okay, and what do you know about the activities that occur at this site?
Yeah, normally I just drive by the site and see the mills there, but like they're most of the time inactive, so I don't think they're being used, they're just there. And a lot of the oil drilling lands in Santa Fe Springs are definitely vacant and inactive as far as I've seen and read. So yeah, that's the kind of activity there is right now.
Mm-hmm. So even if the activity is not occurring at the moment, has there been any communication between this company and the surrounding communities?
As of now, I'm not exactly aware about that. I remember my mom tried buying a house in that community though, and she was not really informed about the effects of the site in regards to public health or like anything else. So I don't think it's being communicated about, especially for housing and if you want to buy housing in that area.
Yeah. Yeah, it's often the case that there isn't direct communication between the areas that they are affecting. But in what ways do you interact with this site? Is it like near amenities such as like your home, schools, or other recreation sites?
Yeah, it's definitely near my high school where I grew up. And I normally drive past it when I go to my grandma's house a lot of times. And I do know that people from my high school actually live there, high school as well. So I definitely know that there are some people that I know living there. But I don't think they are aware of the effects of the oil drilling site on them either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we know that living near these sites can have an impact on human health through exposure to toxins that can cause respiratory and cardiovascular issues and can even possibly be carcinogenic. Do you feel that your personal well-being or health has been negatively affected by living near this site?
Yeah, I since it's like 2 miles away from me, I don't think I'm very effective as it is for people that are living right across from it. I think the site has made me worry about the well-being of the community that lives there, knowing that actually has this. I wonder if this community is actually aware of what's going to happen to them in regards to their health. And also like the harmful pollutants that are there. women also cause cancer.
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you mind repeating like the answer to that question? We cut off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally will. So I think the site has made me worry about the well-being of the community that lives across from it. Knowing that some possible side effects of oil drilling sites are hazardous, I wonder if this community is actually aware that this site has harmful pollutants along with it and are aware that it can also affect pregnant women and also cause cancer.
Yes, And it is true that living closer to the sites does put people more at risk. So do you know of any like family or friends in that community that have commented about being impacted by like the oil drilling in their local environments?
Oh, did you mention a question?
Yes, I said, so we know that like living closer to these sites can have a bigger impact on their health. Do you know of any family or friends that have commented about being impacted by the oil drilling in their local environments?
I don't really know if any family or friends have been impacted it like greatly in terms of like their health at the moment. I only know that my mom knows that it causes cancer at that site, and that's one of the reasons why she doesn't want to live there, as we actually are trying to find a place to live right now. But yeah, but I don't think they are.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's great that you do consider like the surrounding environments when you are considering purchasing a home. But what do you think can be done to protect communities that are around that area from exposure that they can face?
Yeah, I think the simple solution is banning oil drilling, because I know that these sites can cause earthquakes, and I'm more worried about the homes that are going to be devastated from those earthquakes. And one thing that I learned is that even though many of these sites have stopped producing these oil drilling stuff, they still can emit hazardous gases that cause nosebleeds, nausea, respiratory problems, which are linked to cancer for long-term exposure. And given that people live there long-term, they're more likely at higher risk of getting cancer. And that's really, really bad, given that it's really hard to actually find another place to live as well. So that's just the main thing we need to do is ban oil drilling. Because a person living in a low-income community, it is not fair by these sites from companies that profit from these sites at the expense of our own health and our well-being.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And CalPER, with the End Oil Drilling campaign, we also believe that completely ending oil drilling is going to be the best solution for protecting the California communities, especially disadvantaged and low-income communities. And so we are working to make that happen through advocacy efforts. So thank you so much for contributing your personal story to our work. Are there any other comments you have?
I don't know. I like all the work that you guys are doing in CalPERG. I'm also working in CalPERG, but I support this 100%. So thank you for doing all of that.
Yes, thank you for speaking with us. Hello, Kaya. Thank you for joining Bucky and I for our student stories discussion on oil drilling. We're a part of CalPERG working on the End Oil Drilling campaign, where we're advocating to end oil drilling in California. This is an important issue to raise awareness about because we know that the process of oil drilling can cause damages to the surrounding environment, threaten water quality, and affects human health as well. These sites are often located near residential neighborhoods and their community resources. And we often don't think that these issues impact us directly, but they do, and it's important to shed light on that. So we wanted to ask you some questions about your experiences, why you care about this issue, and how it has affected you and your community. So we'd like to start with an introduction. So you can give us a brief introduction, your name, what are you studying right now, and why?
Hi, I'm Kaya. I'm a first-year art history major. I just have a really strong interest in art history, and I've been wanting to study it for years. So I'm just pursuing my big interest.
Okay. Yeah, that's great to hear. And do you live near an oil drilling site? And if so, which one?
So I live in a previously big oil drilling site up in Brentwood in East Bay. And it was a really prolific site during the 60s and 70s, but it was pretty much abandoned by the 90s. So there's still some pockets of oil scattered throughout a lot of housing developments with vents for the plugged up wells. But new sites have been built as of last summer.
Okay, so there are active sites right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you know about the activities that occur at these sites?
I know that they were just approved around May to June of 2020. So there's just a couple of rigs up in the hills near one of our like local state parks. And the license was like kind of contested, but it went through and I like saw it by June, completely set up.
Okay. Is there any communication between like this site and the community, or is this all information you've had to research yourself?
I didn't know it happened at all until like I actually drove past it. Upon like looking it up, looking through our local news sites, there was just a few articles and they only date to like June 2020 at the latest. And within these articles, they discuss like there was a community notice that was posted. But obviously if you like aren't regularly checking up on your notices, you wouldn't know it was happening. And there's like a few local residents who like were directly impacted because they live right next to where it is. So they have made some statements about it, but otherwise the company just said, oh, it's like a money-making opportunity and it's not gonna be dangerous. And the Department of Conservation and Development in June didn't make any public statements. And from what I've seen, I haven't been able to find any that have been reported on.
Okay. Yeah, so I have a little bit of context on that. I have an article pulled up from the Center of Biological Diversity, and in Oakland, the Center for Biological Diversity joined with quite a few environmental and health advocacy groups in opposition towards this, because I guess the site is kind of close to the Sacramento River Delta and it poses a threat for biodiversity there. And freshwater ecosystems are some of the most impacted ecosystems worldwide. So preserving that is definitely a, I guess, important thing.
Yeah, from where I live, it doesn't take that much to drive across like the Antioch Bridge and land right at the Sacramento River. So it is fairly close, especially since the drilling site is on the cusp of two cities.
Yeah, so in what ways would you say that you interact with this site? Is it near like local amenities, like your home, schools, recreation sites?
It is kind of out of the way, but it's along the main road to get to the hospital that I go to. Mm-hmm. And on that road, it kind of diverts towards that state park that I mentioned earlier, but it also passes by one of the main public high schools and an olive oil farm.
Yeah, do you feel that this site has affected your daily life activities or amenities?
I don't think it's necessarily like directly impacted my daily life, but also it's so new that I'm not sure how it's going to affect me long term, especially since it's like near a hospital I regularly go to. I do think they tried to make it more out of the way. I remember reading that they have built closer sites in the past, like 300 feet at the lowest. So they were trying to make it evident that they're farther away and more like out of the way, but it's still right near where like the main road that most people take if they're trying to get to that hospital.
Yeah, so we know that living near these sites can threaten the community's health through ways like air pollution or possibly contaminating the groundwater. Do you feel that your personal well-being or health has been negatively affected by living near the site?
I think long term we're going to see some of that. With already like people being concerned that it's right there, it's right behind a housing development, that's going to be posing a lot of health risk. And through the CalPERG meetings, I've learned a lot about how just like the fumes that are being released, the techniques that they use is posing a threat. And I know they didn't explicitly say what technique they're using, which is kind of worrisome, because I'm not sure if like, if it is fracking, that puts us at risk for small oil spills, which will then impact like that farm that's right nearby.
Right. And what about your family or friends? Have they commented about being impacted by being near the oil drilling sites?
I don't think many people know about it. I told my friends about it and they have seen it before, but I don't think anybody kind of like recognizes the impact that it's going to have on our community, especially since like it is in such a weird intersection of all these communities and important amenities. And I think that points to like how they didn't tell us about it and they didn't really like talk about it in the community.
Yes, and what do you think could be done to protect communities such as yours from the exposures that they face from being near these sites?
I think we need to recognize like it shouldn't just be about making money. It shouldn't just be about, oh, let's dig up these like last remnants from 50 plus years ago, because we already know the health impacts that drilling has. In having two drills might not be like outwardly significant. It might not be like totally like crazy at first glance because it's like a little bit farther away, it's a little bit more hidden, but I still think we need to make that effort to like educate everybody around us, especially since that throughout the town there's already vents everywhere from past drilling sites. So people just need to be informed on that issue so that they can further push back on the possibility of future drilling.
Yeah, I agree. So would you support a ban on oil drilling in California?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with the End Oil Drilling campaign at CalPERG, we also agree that completely banning oil drilling is going to be the best solution to communities. And we're constantly working to promote that. So thank you so much for sharing your story today. Do you have any other comments?
I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate this, and we really appreciate gaining other people's perspectives on issues that we care about as well. It kind of helps us make a solution that's more equitable and I guess more, more equitable, and making sure that we protect everything, because oil drilling isn't just a public health crisis. It's a threat to ecological systems here in California, and California is extremely biodiverse, and it's important that we protect that to protect the resiliency of our communities in the face of climate change.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
See you. I think I'm good. Okay.